We're up to Simon Tov Reish Nun Ches. We're up to Siv Zion, and we'll be completing the Simon. Shutvim Shekanu Lulav HaEsrig B'Shutfis. Two people went as a partnership and bought a Lulav HaEsrig. Ein Echad Me'em Yotzebo Yidei Chavosel B'Yom HaRishon Ad She'itin Lo Chelko B'Matana. No one is Yotze on the first day unless he gives his chelik to the other one with matana. V'aloch is lochem, means it belongs to you as an individual. You are not yotze with shutvis unless they take turns, and each one is makne to the other one, even amanas lahachzir. Hagah says the Ramah, v'davka shlo kanu l'tzorech mitzvah. Avlam kanu l'tzorech mitzvah yotzen bo mistoma da'adayta achi kanu. If they bought the esrig for the sake of a mitzvah as shutvis, you see, if they buy an esrig to eat the shutvis and one wants to use it for mitzvah, then we say it's not his. But if they buy it as shutvis for mitzvah, it's as if they spoke out a t'nai that we want to alternate in who owns it. L'maisa, the Mishtabura says that it's better if they're masna beferish, I'm hereby giving you this lulav, and then the other one returns it to him and says, I'm giving it back to you. Sifches. Ha'achim shekonu esrogim mitfusas habayis. Two brothers that bought an esrig from the Yerusha money that was not yet divided. But not lechad mem esrig. They bought all kinds of things, and one of them took an esrig v'yotzabo im yochol laochlo. Veino achim makpidim makach yotza. V'mei makpidim lo yotza achidnu lo chelkem matana. The halachi is like this. The halachi is that if they're buying a srogim in a way that you can eat your esrig, I'll eat my esrig. The halachi is that you're allowed to be yotza with this esrig because it's considered lochem. It's considered yours. Whereas, if the understanding is that neither one can eat it, then it's not considered his and it can't be yotze either. V'mkona ze esrig v'ze parish. If one of them bought an esrig and the other one bought a quince, o shekonu ke'echod esrig rimin parish, or they together bought an esrig, a pomegranate and a quince, mitfises habayis, from this undivided Yerushamani, Eino yotze be'esrig ashiitnu lo chelkam b'matana. There you have to ask me to give him b'matana. V'av api she'machlo ein makpidin olav. Mipnei she'kol she'ein shameyosa min ein mechilosim b'stam moelis. The stam mechila is only true when they each have this rogin. Whereas if one has an esrig and the other one has something else in his place, there is no umdina that he allows you to use the esrig for mitzvah. Whereas if each one has an esrig, and the only shaila is which is the nicer esrig, that far we say that they are mochel. Sivtes. There's a minig in many places that the arba minim are not common. So the shul will buy arba minim for everyone to use. How could they use it? It's a shutvis. Hatam. Mipnei shekeven shekanu lotzisbo. Mistoma vikilu pirshu. Since they know why they were getting it, in order for everyone to be yotze, so it's as if they said straight out, we're all maknit to each individual when he does the mitzvah. Havikilu pirshu shekol hakol nostim chelkam l'chol mishenot lo lotzisbo amanah shechzirei olahem. Hagah says the Ramah, the govin mos esrig lefi momin. The amount of money you take to pay for the esrig will go by one's ability to pay, by wealth. The hider mitzvah munach tfei al ashir mishal aniyim. Because when we're dealing with the ikra mitzvah that they all have to supply, you divide it equally. Whereas if you're talking about a hider over here, that's more of an obligation for ashirim than aniyim. So first of all, the Chayadim brings down that in many places they have a minig that you just pay whatever you want. And that's good also. However, the Mishtabura says that since not everybody understands that you have to be maknit to whoever's taking the arba minim, you're better off making a bracha on someone else's arba minim that are not so beautiful than on the kol's that is. And the Chatchila, they should speak it out. Now, the Ramos said that you collect with imamin. Since a woman is potter from esrig, even though they're nowhere to lift it, she does not have to pay. Lamaisa, the Mishtabur brings down that if she really wants to be yotze with it, then make a bracha, she'll have to pay for it. What happens if you have a member of the city that's not here for Sukkot? He's potter from paying. Says the Ramon now. V'chol odom yishtadel v'yehizoriz b'mitzvah liknos lo esrik v'lulav levad k'dei l'kayim ha'mitzvah k'tikuna. The ideal is that everyone should have their own arba minim. First of all, that there's no, this way there's no problem of kinyanim, but also this way at the time of the nanuim, at the time of Hallel, everyone will be able to do their own nanuim. And now this is true even if the first day is on Shabbos, but nevertheless there's a mitzvah to see to it that you have your own on all the other days. What happens if a person has his own arba minim and there's another city where they don't have any? Are you better off using the public one, or should you send off your own, or do you hold on to your own? So the halacha is that you're better off sending it. You're supposed to lechatchila sending it and let them be yotza arba minim, and you'll use the one of the kohol. There are those who taina that after the first day, the kohol's lulav is probably pasul. At that point, it's not pasha that we can be mechayiv you to go send yours.